This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
The sounds of silence are deafening. Find out why on the next E911 Talk podcast, episode 149, recorded on Thursday, June 27, 2013.
Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now, here's Fletch.
As we live our daily lives, many of us take for granted the simple things in life, with one of those being our senses. If you've ever had a large bandage on your hand or arm that limited the use of that appendage, you realize very quickly how important your fingertips have become in simple and mundane tasks like tying your shoes or buttoning a shirt. If you've ever had a cast on your foot or been forced to use crutches or even worse, a wheelchair, you became very aware of the obstacles that are all around us. Many of us in the telecommunications industry are familiar with the various disabilities that affect the sight and hearing of our employees and coworkers. After all, we have to comply with the ADA laws that exist in the US and the notorious Section 508 compliance. But much of the time, those that administer and even implement ADA compliance never take it to the next level. Have you ever asked for the opinion of someone who is hard of hearing or deaf on how your ADA compliance solution benefits them? Did they find it useful? Did it improve or at least partially improve their ability to communicate with their coworkers, their peers, and even customers? I think it's fair to say that with many of us, even those of us that should know better, may not think things all the way through when it comes to accessibility. Case in point are the two videos I recorded and recently posted on YouTube from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo that was held in Charlotte, North Carolina. While we were recording audio podcasts with several industry leaders and professionals, Intrado's Tony Dunn, who's a colleague of mine on the Federal Communication Commission's Emergency Access Advisory Committee, dealing with this exact issue, suggested that I record some podcasts using ASL, American Sign Language, and an interpreter. What a great idea, and I jumped at the opportunity and recorded a great interview with Christian Vogler from the Gallaudet University and Jan Withers, who works for the state of North Carolina on disability issues and access. These two videos are on my YouTube page, and I'll provide links in the written version of this podcast. It wasn't long before I got a note from another good friend and colleague of mine who happens to be in charge of disability rights for the city of Los Angeles, Richard Ray. He complimented me on the videos and was certainly able to see the person I was interviewing and their use of ASL, but my back was to the camera and there was no one there to sign what I was saying, nor could Richard even see or read my lips. Richard reminded me that because of this, a hearing impaired or deaf viewer would only see half of the conversation. The happy ending to that story is that we're now looking at ways to close caption not only those two videos, but make other content available, including my podcasts, to the hearing impaired and deaf. So thanks to Richard and everyone else who helped open my eyes and see what people weren't hearing. APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, is growing, and you can download and listen to all of our content on our brand new landing page, avaya.com/APN, and watch in the coming weeks as we figure out how to close caption our content. Executive producer of the Avaya Podcast Network is Daniel Pieretti. Producer and Latin American correspondent, Guadalupe Hugany. APN guy on the street, Guy Clinch, and official APN voice dude, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, Programming and Marketing Director for APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN or using hashtags APN and APN Podcast. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN. All right, let's do this.